Hirschmiller, Charles I. St. Helena, California, July 14, 1908. Charles I. Hirschmiller, South Lancaster, Massachusetts. Dear brother, I have read your letter, and I would say to you, look not at your sinful life, for there is no hope to be found in doing this. Look to your crucified Redeemer. He assumed human nature and was tempted in all points like man is tempted, that we might know how to meet the foe. He waits to impart to each member of the human family power to become a partaker of the divine nature, power to overcome the corruption that is in the world through lust. Christ is your sin-pardoning Redeemer. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth in him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. John 3, verse 14 to 18. You can see from these scriptures that it is no virtue in any one to be faithless. The Son of God came to save to the uttermost all who would come unto God by him. Though your sins are as scarlet, yet if you will come to Christ, confessing your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Will you not exercise faith in the one upon whom the Lord has laid all power? The Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. John 5, verse 22 to 24. For days I have been in a condition of weakness and suffering, but I am aroused to write and tell you that you have a full and complete Savior. I am instructed to say to you, look unto Jesus, who gave his precious life for you. You have a part to act. You must come to the Savior just as you are. You must believing his word and claim his saving grace. This is your only remedy. Believe in the sacrifice that has been made in your behalf. My brother, if you will grasp the words of Christ, you will stand on vantage ground. Plant your hopes on the assurances of the word. Whatever may be your faults, whatever sins you may have committed, you are to have more faith in the word of God than in fasting or any other act you can perform. Accept a thus saith the Lord, believing simply and trusting it fully. Do not depend on the state of your feelings for assurance that you are a child of God. You are to work out the sum of your belief. Bear in mind that the Lord Jesus is your efficiency. It is your privilege to become meek and lowly in heart as you study the life of him who is the author and finisher of your faith. Ever remember that God has a people prepared for his name. There are victories for you to gain, and these you are to have through your faith in Christ. When you feel discouraged, disappointed, go to God in prayer. Trust in him and do his will. All the fasting in the world will not take the place of simple trust in the Word of God. Ask, he says, and ye shall receive. John 16, verse 24. God is a very present help in time of need. If you will put your trust in Him, He will make His goodness pass before you. He will lead you by His counsel. His Holy Spirit, His providences, the teachings of His Word, all will be agencies in instructing you and leading you in the way of the Lord. God's promise to you is, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Hebrews 13, verse 5. Therefore, you may say with humility, yet with firm confidence, This God is my God forever and ever. I am instructed to say to you, Trust not in self, but trust in God. This is the measure by which we are judged in the sight of heaven, our faith in God. Seek earnestly to work the works of God. Ever maintain the simplicity of true godliness. He that sinneth against me, God says, wrongeth his own soul. Proverbs 8, verse 36. Study the Scriptures, for there is nothing that will so firmly establish your faith in God or your belief in His truth as this. If you will have faith in God, you cannot fail of coming out victorious. Do not speak of trials and discouragements. Look away from these things to Christ. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. You are the purchase of His blood. Do not disappoint the one who gave His life, that you might be an overcomer. He was tempted on every point that you and I can be tempted on. And in order to resist, He spent whole nights in prayer and communion with His Father. Christ did not leave this world until He had made it possible for every soul to live a life of perfect faith and obedience, to have a perfect character. Christ has made it possible for you to practice His life. You have His precious words in the Bible. Believe in them. Carry out their teachings. Never doubt the Word of God. This Word, if received into your life, will refine and sanctify you and increase your usefulness. It is your privilege to help those who need help, to speak words of encouragement to those who need encouragement. Bear in mind that you are to show to the world the light of the glory of God. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verse 4-7. You are not called upon to fast 40 days. The Lord bore that fast for you in the wilderness of temptation. There would be no virtue in such a fast, but there is virtue in the blood of Christ. Will you not believe that there is power in His sacrifice to purify and refine you? Power in His grace to make you a laborer together with God.